Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. Do you know and believe without any doubt that our Father God has a very special purpose and plan for your life? That He wants you to be filled with joy and experience His blessing and favor over your life? That He wants to provide for your needs, care for and protect you? And that He wants to lead you into a life of freedom that shines His light of hope and love to a desperate world? Our scripture this week comes from Isaiah 58 verses 10 to 11. And if you offer yourself to assist the hungry and satisfy the need of the afflicted, then your light will rise in darkness and your gloom will become like midday. And the Lord will continually guide you and satisfy your soul in scorched and dry places and give strength to your bones. And you will be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Let us be determined this week to allow our Heavenly Father to lead and guide us in wisdom from above. Let's hold on to His promise in Isaiah 48 verse 17. I am God, your God, who teaches you how to live right and well. I show you what to do, where to go. Let's allow our Father God to shape our circumstances and open our hearts and minds to the promptings of His Spirit. When we surrender all to Jesus, He will satisfy our thirst and fill the voids in our lives with good things. He will give us the strength to persevere, and He will lead us to live full and abundant lives. Let's be determined to be Jesus' hands and feet here on earth. Let's live generous lives. Let's offer ourselves to serve others, to assist the poor and hungry, to help those in need, to pray for the afflicted, and to love on all people. As Matthew 5 verses 13 to 16 urges us, let's be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth, and let's be light bringing out the God colors in this world. And lastly, let's boldly step out of darkness or any strongholds that keep us from a life of freedom in Christ. Hope and life is found in Jesus. Let's leave the former things behind. Keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and allow His streams of living water to flow through us, bringing hope wherever we go. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, thank You for Your love and abundant grace and for the freedom and hope that we have found in You. Father God, please keep us near Your grace fountain and bless us so that we'll be like well-watered gardens. Give us joy, hope and peace that surpasses all understanding. Lead and guide our lives to shine Your light of hope and love. Send us out into the world so that everyone everywhere will discover Your ways and know who You are and see Your power to save. We honor You, we glorify You, and we bless Your holy name. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.